Trevor starting a list. My fortune's a fist. Whatever it was, it's gone now. Colorado was dumb. The locals were wealthy. The mountains were white. The people were white. It's a good day to be in the American West. I'm closer to home than I ever get. I'm not through with this yet. I was weak in the winter and stuck in the South. Born in the North with a Catholic mouth. Mother said, son, you're lucky to live here. You're lucky to live here. We had to prove it. We had to beat Britain again. Maybe take Canada too. The Indians sided with them. We won and they left. No apologies yet. No apologies yet. It's a good day to be in the American West. I'm closer to home than I ever get. I'm not through with this yet. Son, you're lucky to live here. You're lucky to live here.
And we're lucky to have John Elliott in the studio with us right now. That's music from John Elliott there, right there, called The American West. And John, thanks for
what
so much
transition.
For coming in.
What
there
a
you
transition.
Go.
That's very impressive.
Katie Bosler from UAS is also with us. And Katie, you helped bring John to town to do a UAS performance coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock out at the UAS Rec Center.
Right, sponsored by UAS Student Government. And Andy, we're kind of launching a new thing here with our Sound and Motion Spring Art Series. This is the second in this series this 2013 season. And that is First Friday at the Rec. Now, some people might not know what the Rec is. That is the joint use facility with National Guard, which you got your gym and you have
it's
your
good
machines
basketball court.
And great basketball court.
Nice climbing wall.
There you go. Yes.
Whole deal.
Yeah.
Yes. Good weight room.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yep. And we have graduation out there, but we also have a beautiful venue for music. We got a stage. We have great lighting, comfortable seating, great acoustics. And Phil Paramore, who is the Rec Center director, also makes guitars. And as a sound man.
And as a KRNN DJ.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. And he really likes to support artists and bring them to town. So we've got a great venue there. And we're encouraging people after First Friday to come on out to the Rec Center, because this is often a venue just for student events. But this is also for the public, and it's free. And John Elliott will be performing on guitar and piano and singing his original songs, and we're just feeling really fortunate to have him here.
Yeah. John, you're based in San Francisco, right?
I am now, yeah. That's
what's life like in San Francisco for you?
We were just talking about this. So I moved there in June of last year.
Uh-huh.
And so if you'd asked me this question anywhere in those first 5-6 months, you'd just get this glowing review of just, oh, it's this magical place and everything. And now I'm starting to see both sides of the equation, you know. Like this morning, very early this morning, I was putting money on my BART, my pass to get on the train, while standing in a pile of urine, like a little puddle of urine.
Yeah.
And there's like nowhere, the urine was right there. I mean, there's like, the only way to get that card is to be in that urine.
Yeah,
you know?
That's just
city
living.
It's city living.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're gonna die.
You're gonna die in a puddle of urine.
No, I mean, it really is. It's just a war zone down there. That city is a real happening place of all kinds of, you know, everything you can imagine. And there's also this, the thing that is a little challenging for me is the disparity of wealth that is on display there is really unsettling. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see guys whose shoes cost more than you make in a year mm-hmm. walking around with their bags and their everything, and just walking past a guy who, you know, is hungry and sick and cold, and you know, it's just it's just kind of it's rough in that regard. But after 10 years there's a horrible review of Los Angeles, but after 10 years of living in Los Angeles, standing on a pile of urine is not so bad. It's horrible.
Wow.
No one could hear this
ringing
down there, right?
Endorsement of Northern California.
Well, it just evaporates quicker in L.A. That's
all. Yeah. I think, you know, honestly, to be fair to every place, I haven't yet found a place where I want to just post up for a while, you know? I've just kind of like moving around.
Yeah.
So I think these negative judgments are just me getting past my time there. You know, it's like, all right, time to go to somewhere else.
I was listening to this song, The American West. You know, you're lucky to live here in the American West. Is that, tell me a little bit about that song, and was there some of those feelings about living in L.A. and L.A. living and that sort of thing in that lyric?
Yeah, there's two things. I mean, part of that, the line about... Well, it's two things, but my mother said, son, you're lucky. My mom used to always tell me how lucky I was to live in America. America's the best country in the world. It's the greatest country in the world. It's the best country in the world. It's the greatest country in the world. And I don't even necessarily challenge that idea too much, except for that my mother had never been to any other country,
right.
You know, been there. She'd never been there. And I was raised on that idea, you know. And you know, we went on a family. I studied in England for a summer, and my mom came and visited, and it was the most mortifying week of her life. She's like, I'm never, you know, it's just like England was just this backwater.
French fries, chips.
Exactly. It's just
what is going on? So, up is down, down is up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
You know, and like, I've gone to some other countries that had fabulous times.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So part of it's that, and then part of it, yeah, is I really love the West. I mean, I consider this to be an extension of it, you know. Further west.
I think people in Alaska feel like they're part of the American West.
It's
you know, the
frontier. You
part
guys
of the
are the
west,
final frontier.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
California can pretend all it wants that it's that there's a lot of people down there.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a lot of folks down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So tell me a little bit more about just your. You know, we talked about it a little bit over on KTO on Juno Afternoon, but. Here on KXLL, maybe people aren't familiar with you and your history of your work and that sort of thing. Maybe
no one's familiar with me.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know, but
maybe three.
Yeah, but tell me how long you've been kind of putting out music and putting out albums and stuff like that.
I mean, I guess my first, I did like almost 10 years now.
Wow,
I'm a seasoned professional.
Yes, that's why we have you up here.
Yeah, right.
We don't just get any rube off the bus up here. Man, you got to be a seasoned professional to get to Juno.
You know,
like the UAS Rec Center, son.
That's funny, though.
And the Rookery tomorrow, Saturday night at 7 at the Rookery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Also
yeah,
the
you don't get any Rube to come up and play for free. I mean,
nah. Only a pro.
Yeah, right. But actually, it is true. I was just having this talk with a friend. You know, it's like, I have played a lot of shows and recorded a lot of songs and written a lot of songs, and you're like trained for so long when you're starting out to like apologize for that and like, oh, please let me come play and oh, do you, you know, let
hat
me do
hat in hand sort of.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Right,
and
right,
that
right.
kind of becomes your mentality. And after a while, it's like, yeah, you get into your 30s and you're like, can I be like a professional like everyone else? Can I? This is my thing, you know.
Well, you obviously are. I mean, this is how you do it, right?
Yeah,
so, I mean, that's an accomplishment in and of itself most huge majority of people who pick up a guitar and dream about doing that stuff never get a chance to do so, or never persevere enough to do, or don't have the talent, or don't have the whatever it takes, you know.
I think it's hustle and it's thievery, you know. I mean, it's.
But it's also it's got to be just a drive that even you don't even maybe understand or. Or control in a way, right? I mean, really.
There's two things to that I immediately think of the way you said that. One is, you know, I just went up to Oregon to play this benefit concert they did for this thing called the Maslow Project, which is a home helps out homeless youth.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove from San Francisco to Oregon, and I had a gig in Reading on the way. But, you know, if you do the numbers and the gas and everything, it was just like I was going up to do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a long drive, and it got rainy and cold, and I was tired, and I got there. And then you show up in these towns, and it's like, when you get there, you know, I mean, my friends are working. You're just kind of like a homeless guy. I mean,
just
like
hanging
gotta,
out. Yeah,
yeah, you're
right.
Like, I got to be somewhere at 9, you know. And so you go through these whole things, but then you play for 14 minutes, you know, and that evaporates, and that was worth it, you know. I think that's number one. If that, the minute that that goes away, then we're gonna have to go back to the drawing board, you know.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And also it's just, I mean, it really is, and maybe it's a sick, maybe there's like a sadomasochism to it because it's like there is so much, there's a lot of struggle involved, but you keep saying, okay, nope, we're going to keep going, you know. I just was talking to my booking agent about like what we're going to do for this year and stuff, and we're doing it again, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like, no, let's just stop, I'm going to go camping.
Right.
No, you just got to keep. And then, you know, like Katie finding my songs and liking them and bringing me up here and then getting to be here and be in this beautiful place, those are all the things along the way that make you feel like, oh, yeah, it is getting out there on some level. You know, it's not Mumford & Sons, but it's yeah. It's out there, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to be Mumford & Sons.
It's better than Mumford & Sons.
I need four, on the floor kick drum. My friend, I can't say it on the radio, but my friend had the most hilarious line about things. He's like, sing for 30 seconds, bring in the solo kick drum. You know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get into, there's not enough pathos with those guys for me, you know? It's like, it's too, we're all the star, we're all beautiful, we can all get everything. It's like,
yeah.
Isn't there more of a struggle involved in that?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, I Mumford & Sons to me, it's not exactly my thing. But I think, hey, it's a little different than what the mainstream stuff. They're not auto-tuning.
Right.
You
oh
know?
My gosh.
I mean, so you know, hey,
yeah.
If they're not auto-tuning, they have half the battle.
Yeah, I just had like a Pope. You know? I just had a post a cop.
You should do a little auto-tuning. That'd be fun.
I just had this visit to
American
Target.
West.
To get some like underwear and stuff, and maybe that's too much information. That's why I went.
Yeah.
And the
well, that's
music.
You. You're honest. You're singer songwriter.
Yeah, right,
you talk
exactly.
about the truth.
I'm just giving you what I'm feeling.
You're not gonna hold back. It's underwear. That's what I needed. Target.
By the way, there are a lot of underwear options in Target
yes.
these days. I was paralyzed. I was like,
do I want Heather Gray or what do I want?
Yeah. And do you want boxer briefs? Do you want boxers? Do you want and then do you want Hanes? Do you want You know, and it's like, well, if I'm getting five for $13.99 here, but I'm just getting like two for $12.99 there, are these better boxers?
These things
softer?
All settle out later. I'm just going to tell you, I'm an older man than you.
Yeah.
It all starts settling out. You that gets consistent.
See,
there's a time in your life when that'll get consistent.
You're like,
you'll know
this is what I get.
You'll know the brand. You'll know
yeah.
the size. You'll
I'm
know what you
out.
Want. You know, if you got the, you know, do you want the pouch? Do you want the, what's, you know, what's, what do you want, the flat front, all that stuff?
I feel so privileged to be in the studio right now.
Yeah, you know, this is happening.
This
yeah,
is,
Andy, we really
you'll be fine.
Was this my idea?
You'll be fine.
To sit here?
You'll be
know.
All right with it. Well, listen, you're
There's
sitting here,
options.
John, with your guitar in your lap, and I think we should just take advantage of that and have you do a song for
us.
Yeah,
I was going to do.
And we'll talk a little bit more, too, but I'm going to turn off my mic and Katie's mic. And Katie, you can leave if you want. But this is John Elliott. John Elliott is playing tomorrow night at the UAS Rec Center, and that's that shared facility with the National Guard. Great facility out there, kind of new and really nice place out there. Also, you're going to be playing over at the Rookery the next night, Saturday night at 7 p.m. And then a really cool thing, too, a singer-songwriter workshop happening at the UAS Housing Lodge from 2 to 4 on Saturday. And that's really awesome
yeah,
that you're doing that as well.
Yeah, that's not, I hope that doesn't sound, you know, ominous to anyone. I mean, literally, we're
Sounds
just going to hang out.
Okay,
good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Just talk about being creative and having
some
fun.
Maybe some tips, maybe some things that you've learned along the way, that kind of stuff. Very cool to talk to someone who's actually a working singer-songwriter. Is like kind of, it's actually an oxymoron. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
There are hundreds of dollars to be made in
yes.
folk music.
All this can be yours. Well, okay, here he is, John Elliott
okay.
singing. What song?
This is a new one. It's called Now I'm Somewhere Else, which is, I think maybe I was transitioning there. I was trying
nice.
To do that because now we're, you know.
Very nice. All right, here it is.
I'm talking about leaving, and I'm gonna leave soon. The clothes have all been stripped away, the pictures pushed to the back of the room, and I'm never gonna come back here the same way ever again. When it started, it was nice. It was organized and friendly. I was nothing special, she was nothing special at all. Oh. It all now. Now I'm somewhere else. Now I'm somewhere I don't know. Now I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else. Time is not what matters. Nothing matters much. I am out of patience and I am out of touch. I'm out of touch. But those people that I knew, they were tricksters and thieves. They could smile through their teeth. I could tell by the way that their lips worked. They were all lying to me. I am getting better. I swear I am, and one of these days I'll be back here again. I am getting better. I swear I am. I swear I am. Now I'm somewhere else. Now I'm somewhere I don't know. Now I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else. Time is not what matters, nothing matters much. I am out of patience and I am out of touch. I am out of touch. And when winter comes to grip me, I'm sure she's gonna kiss me hard. She's gonna try and take me down to somewhere I can never get out. Well, let her come now, she can't hurt me, 'cause I made it back too many times now. I made it back too many times to get tricked again. I won't get tricked again. Now I'm somewhere else. Now I'm somewhere I don't know. Now I'm somewhere else. I'm somewhere else. Time is not what matters. Nothing matters much. I am out of patience and I am out of touch. I am out of touch.
John Elliott, very nice. Thanks so much. That's great. Is that a newer one?
That's a new one. Yeah.
And is that on something? Tell us a little bit about just, you know, sort of your products that are out there, like CDs and stuff
catalogs.
Like that. Yeah. So what?
I don't know. There's a lot of different ones. That's not on anything.
Okay.
Anything yet, but they're all kind of different. You know.
Is that maybe a world radio premiere?
Yes.
You heard it here first.
Radio premiere.
Excellent
yeah.
radio. Bringing it to you.
It is that, yeah.
All right.
To name. Maybe a flaw. My father is in marketing, and I don't think I do a very good job of marketing because everything's very different. You know, there's like rock album. There's like a indie, whatever that means, pop album. There's like very folky album.
Sure, yeah.
The new one's like, it's not out yet. It's like drum machines and keyboards, you know. Just like to, because I don't, you know, it's like guy with acoustic guitar. I love that, but I know that that's just like, by the time I said acoustic, half of the people just fall asleep, you know. They're like, oh my God, I don't want to deal with that. And well, so hopefully, like the live, when I play live, I always say that I'm in a 5-song hole, you know. It's like white guy acoustic guitar. I'll go, here we go, you know. Right. And you got to kind of get out of there. And then if you get out of there, you got to let people know you don't take yourself too seriously, you know, because some of those guys, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like we're all on the same team here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little something.
Well, you know, that's interesting. When you, it occurred to me when you were playing and, you know, your songs sound very personal and very much, you know, you're singing songs that you created. Mm-hmm. That must be a very rewarding thing. But then when you were talking about like the thing that keeps you going, you're talking about performance. And so what is it, performance that really drives you and makes you think that's the thing? Or is it the writing process and the creation process? I'm guessing it's a little of both, but
yeah, it's a little of both. It's a little of both. I think that the writing and creation process is a lot more mysterious to me. I don't really know. I'm sure there's a form of therapy to it. People say that. I don't know, really, you know.
How does that work for you? Do you wake up at 8 and go, today's my writing day?
No, I don't. I know guys that do that. I know guys that are real crafty about it.
Paul Simon says that he does that. Paul Simon said that that's how he writes everything. Like, he gets up at 7:30 in the morning. He writes for 3.5 hours. He takes a 3-hour break. You know, like, I read an interview, and I was like, that sounds insane.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't know
to
anyone
me,
who does. You know,
I go through waves. Like, last October was this... I feel like it's like a farm, you know? I mean, and that might sound ridiculous, but I really believe that. It's like you can't be harvesting all the time, you know? Sometimes you just got to watch some movies and hang out, you know, and like drink a beer. And then maybe the next day at some point it'll occur to you, something will come along and you do it, you know? I mean...
You have to live life in order to write about life.
I think so.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, so I know some people that are really workmanlike about it, and sometimes I always beat myself up about it when I'm around them, like, oh, man, you're doing like... writing exercises and you're writing every day and everything. But sometimes then I hear those songs and they sound like that to me, you know. It sounds like it's like an IKEA chair, you know, or something. Instead of I don't know.
In fact, it's called IKEA chair.
Yeah, right, yeah. And it goes like this.
Oh, IKEA chair.
Yeah, you know. But then, like, so there's that, right, and that's like this private whatever, and the public performance thing, there's something really rewarding about that because you're actually communing with human beings, you know? And hopefully, I mean, it's nice when people are listening and it's that environment, but also I never take that for granted, you know? And it's like, if you've invited people to sit there and listen to you for a while, it better be like a give and take, you know? There better be some sort of, you know, interaction or connection happening there, you know? Because
right.
I've been in place... It shows where that's not happening. It's kind of dreadful. You
it's
know?
An interesting thing, though, because for me, when I listen to people live, in some ways, I don't the experience of watching a person play and listening to them live is really super special. And so I don't think as much about the content of the lyrics in a way as I do when I'm just alone listening to music and then you're really thinking about it.
That's interesting.
I've always kind of thought that in some ways I get to know the music better when I'm not listening to it live.
That's interesting.
Because it's just you and the music.
Yeah, it's just you and the music. I mean,
I relate to that experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's interesting because the performance thing is really gratifying because you're getting to actually know that you are communicating with someone. Now, I've always said that about recording. I think we talked about that on your show, Katie. It's like, you make this recording, you put it out there, you never know when you're having your moment with it.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I'm just like sitting there watching YouTube and you're connecting with this thing I made,
right.
But I don't know that. It can feel very isolating, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So at least when you're performing and you do something and then people clap afterwards, maybe just out of obligation and maybe it's just two of them, but you're like, okay, well, we did something there.
Yeah,
you know,
no, like, I can imagine that must be an incredibly gratifying experience.
Yeah.
To happen. I think part of it for me is that I'm not a musician, so a lot of times I'm just like looking at someone playing guitar just in amazement, just because I think, how do they make those sounds come out of a guitar, you know, just even basic chords, you know, like it's a mystery to me.
But you know all that, you have all these songs and everything, you are a music lover.
I am, sure, yes.
Yeah, see, I think you're a more important part of the equation in many ways because...
Well, finally someone says it. Yes.
I mean that.
No.
I mean... There's nothing worse than three musicians or whatever. It's like, Jesus. Enough, guys.
Well, hey.
This thing I say. I'm just not a gear guy, you know? I've never been a gear guy.
Right.
My guitar is all, I have the same guitar I've had forever. It's beaten up.
I have
no desire to get another one. And it's like when guys get into gear discussions, it just makes me so
tired.
Oh, that
happens
with
musicians too. Huh?
Oh, they just love talking.
It happens to music lovers.
Here it's about jackets.
But it's about music. It happens to music lovers too. The classic thing that I think is the people who, know every single thing there is to know about a genre and what to call a genre of music and who's in that, but they just don't kind of actually connect with the music itself.
Right.
It's a really interesting thing that happens a lot. But anyway.
Yeah. Who knows what the distinction is.
You still got that guitar in your lap. Do you feel like playing one more for us?
Yeah, but I don't have anything on my mind. I wonder what the idea would be and what would be good. Do you want to hear, Katie, or should I? What vibe are we in, I guess?
Any
I
vibe you want, man. You set the vibe.
You set the vibe.
I know that doesn't help, but.
No, that doesn't help. All right.
What are some of your favorites, Katie? I know you recommended that End of Summer Cigarettes is one that you really love.
Yes. The score, I don't know if you.
I play all. Let's do the score. That's a good idea. All right. That's not so.
Yes, the score for an excellent radio audience.
Yes, all right. Yeah. Well, here's John Elliott once again playing tomorrow night at UAS, out at the UAS Rec Center. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's a free performance. There's a singer-songwriter workshop happening Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. That's at the UAS Housing Lodge. That's also free?
Yes, and that's for UAS students.
For UAS students specifically, so singer-songwriter workshop out at the Housing Lodge for UAS students. And then another free performance, the Rookery, is hosting John on Saturday night, and that starts at 7 o'clock at the Rookery Cafe as well.
Yes, and Travis is going to have some really nice small plates and some delicious goodies as well as dinner-type items. So it should be really nice.
That sounds good.
You'll get fed.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's part of it.
That's part of the deal.
My friend Robert at Bellingham and I are doing some shows together, and he just texted me, and he goes, I can't do the 28th, but I can do the 29th, and I will do it for half off day-old pastries.
Day-olds.
He's great.
Well, here's John Elliott performing the score.
Somewhere out there in the world tonight, there's a man hungry and sick and frozen with fright, who's trying to cross the United States border. I'm up here on the fourth floor tonight. I'm hungry, I'm sick, and I'm frozen with fright. I'm trying to get my hilarious life in order. And I know what the score is. And I know what a war is. People lose in a war. It's all happened before. People lose in a war. It's all happened before. When last we spoke, I made a terrible joke. You laughed, but you knew it was a terrible joke. There was a time not that long ago when all of my jokes were good ones. So maybe I lost it in the back of that truck, or that night we swam naked in the lake, and we stuck to each other, and we clutched and we kissed, and we knew we could make it. But I know what the score is. And I know what a war is. People die in a war. It's all happened before. People die in a war. It's all happened before. Well, I said, wait a minute, you got an eyelash, let me get it before I go. And I said,
wait a minute, let me get it. Now make a wish and blow. I'd give anything to know what that wish was. Somewhere on another planet tonight, I'm fairly certain there's intelligent life, and they're using their time and their tests to figure out what love is.
That's John Elliott, and that's the score. John, thanks so much. That was really nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
And yeah, thanks so much for stopping in and coming up to Juneau and performing here. A couple of live free performances. It's so cool that UAS is helping make that happen. So once again, it's happening out tomorrow night, UAS Rec Center at 7 o'clock. That's happening at Friday at the Rookery, Saturday at 7 o'clock. You can also go get some goodies to eat there as well. And then if you're a UAS student, you can be a part of the singer-songwriter workshop that's happening from 2 to 4 at the UAS Housing Lodge on Saturday. And Katie, thanks for bringing John in as well.
Well, thank you, Andy. And this is also just kicking off the first of three First Fridays at the Rec, because March 1st is going to be, with the help of Colette Costa and a Goldhead Nickelodeon, The Finger, an Argentinian movie, and also a student art exhibit. And then April 5th will be Irene Muller and her band, hopefully with their new CD out at the Rec.
Cool.
So, yeah, thanks so much, Andy.
A bunch of great music, entertainment, movies, art happening out there.
Yep.
UAS, such a cool part of living in Juneau. All right.
Awesome,
John
man.
Elliott, thanks so much for coming in.
Nice Big Lebowski poster.
Yes.
The,
yeah, we're nothing without the dude.
Classic.
He's out there taking it easy for the rest of us.
He's making sure things are going to go right in here.
Yeah. Aggression will not stand. You know?
No.
All right, thanks
All right,
for having
John
me.
Elliott. Let's finish up with one more John Elliott song. This is called The End of Summer Cigarettes.